Jim here with the lovely and talented Christina.
Hello, everybody.
It's Friday evening, 2 days into the Cali Conference for Law School Computing in Boulder, Colorado. And we've been having a great time.
We have.
So
the weather's been perfect.
It has been perfect. It's been beautiful. Had a good programming, good barbecue last night.
Yeah.
And this evening, we've scheduled our Cali Law Geek Tweet-Up.
And we're supposed to have, like, what, anywhere from 20 to 25 people?
We had 23 people signed up.
Okay.
And some of them won't make it, and probably some others, I imagine, will tag along who didn't sign up.
Could be,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Who knows? So we poked our head into what's the
Lazy
place?
Dog.
Lazy Dog. And we told them, you called mm-hmm. before and
yeah.
gave them a heads up. And so we poked our head in just a mm-hmm. few minutes ago, and they mm-hmm. said, shouldn't be a problem, and they'll have
yeah.
some tables pulled aside, I think, for us.
Yeah, that's always a tricky thing with organizing it. Something like this is finding a place that's sort of laid back enough that they can handle, 20, 25, 30, whatever,
yeah.
you know, sort of drifting in whenever they're going to get there.
Right.
Which is how tweet-ups tend to work.
Right.
So that's nice. So right now, so we're walking around the Pearl Street area, which is a pedestrian area. This is what they had in mind when they closed off Main Street in Buffalo.
Yeah, well,
but it didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, it's really, but this is absolutely charming.
Yeah.
And right now we're standing in a kite store. Well, they sell kites, beautifully colored kites.
Kites and toys.
And other toys and knickknacks and things that you can stand there and go, oh, that's weird. So yeah, it's really pretty nice. And the streets are really mm-hmm. quite populated. Lots of people
yep.
walking about, looking for places to go for dinner.
Yeah. But it's happy hour kind of time, so it's
mm-hmm.
not like real crowd. I think the restaurants will be more crowded later.
Yeah.
So we're just going to walk around a little bit, maybe observe some more things and share them with you.
Yep. And we'll probably tweet a few photos, perhaps.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
So we found these ceramics.
We found it. Well, actually, it looks like it's a Boulder Arts and Crafts Gallery.
Cool.
So hopefully it's local artists and such.
You want to go in?
Sure, let's go.
Let's go in.
Okay, I'm standing in front of a bunch of pots that are made by a local artist, Barbara Hoffman, which reminds me a lot of Jill Hinckley's style. Which is, I guess, maybe more of the Asian influence as far as colors go. But it's all porcelain, and it's just some beautiful glazing, I think. It's subtle. It's just, it's nothing super fancy, but there's just slight change to the color, or, I mean, it's just really beautiful, and it reminds me a lot of Jill's work, and it's probably why I'm responding so strongly to this. Mm. It looks like Jill could have made any number of these. I mean, even the teapots are very Jill Hinckley.
I need to get you doing pottery again.
I know. I'll have to, when I get back. It's just, with all these trips we've had coming up, you know, it just hasn't been a priority. So, but these are pretty, aren't they?
They are. This is beautiful. It's a little stuffed toy hippo. I'll take a picture of this.
Yeah.
To go with.
It's made out of, looks like it's made out of wool.
Yeah. Well, it's knitted. And sort of pink and gray with little blue ears.
Is it knitted?
Made in Canada.